Will you notice this? But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture here, and it's been, I think, abused today a great deal, and as a result, why, we find there are those that take a position that it's more or less, if they will only turn to Christ, then if they will behold Him and look to Him, then they will be able to witness. Well, I'm not sure that that's the thing that's here. May I say to you, I think that he's talking very candidly about something else that I believe is very important here. And he's been talking now about the gospel is veiled. Now the veil is taken away and we're looking upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And the thing that will keep us even today is sin in our life. But we are to look to Him here. And when we look to Him, here is what we have. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, reflecting. Now, the word here in the Revised Version is reflecting. But very candidly, I think the Authorized that we have here is much better. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. The idea is not that of reflection in order to transform, but rather that of beholding until transformed. And then we can reflect. And I think it should be, we're beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We're transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. Now, may I say that I have before me today the Amplified Version. And Miss Stewart, who did this, she and I, she lived here in Southern California, up here in Sierra Madre, and when she was alive, well, she and I carried on a very, I would say, friendly battle, because she would hear me on the radio refer to her Amplified translation. And I would question some things. Well, may I say to you, Miss Stewart was a brilliant woman. And I want to be very frank and say I lost most of the battles, those friendly battles. But one or two of them I won. I know two of them I did. And one of them has to do with this verse. And I want to read it to you in the Amplified Version. And it reads, "And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continued to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Now, may I say to you, I think that is excellent, but I don't like the word transfigured here. Only the Lord Jesus is transfigured. And the Word of God is the mirror that we are to look at. That is true. But as we look at the mirror, the Word of God, you see what is happening here is just simply, it's not reflection in order to transfigure or transform. And I don't like transfigure. Only the Lord Jesus was transfigured, and I've never seen a saint yet that I thought had been transfigured. But it's that of beholding, just looking at Him. That's the reason we need to stay in the Word of God and behold the Lord Jesus. And as you behold Him, may I say to you, you're transformed by that. In other words, the Word of God not only regenerates you, and we are only regenerated by the Spirit of God using the Word of God. We are born again, not by corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, of the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now, the Word of God does something else. And this is where saints, the reason I'm putting such an emphasis today here, this is so important. I hope it's important to you. I found it's important now to me, and I wished I'd spent more time looking in the mirror, beholding him more. Oh, my friend, in the Word of God, we see him. He's not a superstar. He's not just a man. Oh, my friend, in the Word of God, you see the unveiled Christ. Oh, how wonderful he is. Dr. Ironside tells about an old Scot that lay suffering and actually dying. And the physician had told him he wouldn't last very long. And a friend who apparently was his pastor, he came in to spend a little time with him, and he said to him, he says, "They tell me you'll not be with us long." That's a nice thing to say to a man. But he said also, "I hope you got a wee glimpse of the Savior's blessed face as you're going through the valley of the shadow." And the dying man looked up, and he regained a little strength, and he says, "Away with the glimpse, mon. It's a full view of his blessed face I've had these 40 years, and I'll not be satisfied with any of your glimpses now." Well, may I say to you how wonderful this is. Oh, to behold him today. Behold a man in full view. Today, I'm sure many of you remember Nathaniel Hawthorne's story about the great stone face. Remember the little lad that lived in a village where there was a mountain and there was a great stone face up there? And the people had a myth going, a legend, that someday someone would be coming to the village who just looked like the great stone face, and he'd do wonderful things for the village and be a means of great blessing. Well, that story, you know, got a hold of that lad, and he spent his whole lifetime, oh, every waking moment that he didn't have something to do, just looking at that stone face. Oh, he said, "Someday someone will come." And years passed. Then time went by, and he became not only a young man, but he became an old man. And tottering down the street one day, someone looked up and saw him coming. And he said, "He's come, the one who's like the great stone face." Well, this man had beheld the great stone face so long. Now, listen, you want to be Christ-like? All right, take a look at Jesus. Dr. Louis Fairchafer used to in chapel, when we'd sing that song, "Take time to be holy, speak off with thy Lord," he'd always stop us and he'd say, "Change that first line. Let us sing it. Take time to behold him." You want to be holy? Behold him then. May I say to you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I need this. I hope you sense a need of seeing Jesus Christ on the pages of the Word of God, and that you and I might grow like him.